All right, joined by Eddie Krawick, our pro stock bike champ here at Norwalk at Summit Racing Equipment Motorsports Park. Rides 2018 Harley-Davidson Street Rod and does so quite successfully. This is your fourth final round appearance at this racetrack in your career and your third win here. So let's talk a little bit about the facility. Like everybody's been saying, they've loved the surface, kind of loved the whole environment.
Yeah, for sure. I have to thank the Bader family for stepping up and, you know, investing into the facility. It's not a lot of people may realize the investment that needs to be made to rip out that whole drag strip and, you know, repave it, go fully concrete. Really, I think it's the wave of the future for the way that most tracks have to go. It makes a huge difference, and it's nice, it's smooth, just it's refreshing. So I have to say thank you to everybody here at Summit Motorsports Park for putting forth that effort, and the Bader family and for doing it. And you know, it was a good one for me. I stayed out of the sand this year. You know, I 2 years ago when I won, I kind of, I don't know, I'm a knucklehead, I guess, is probably the best way to say it. I drove it into the sand because I had no brakes in the semifinals, went back to the pits, got it fixed, raced my teammate in the finals, stuck it in the sand again. So my crew guys were very happy. Andrew came up to me after the semis, and he goes, hey, man, he goes, look at it on the bright side. At least you didn't go in the sand. I said, well, there's still the finals coming up, so we'll see what happens. But it's been a good weekend for us. It's a little bit of a struggle early on, you know, trying to dance through the raindrops. That's never a good situation for anybody, and trying to get a handle on a new track and understand what it is we need to do. But we were able to get it done and get the street rod, 115th anniversary street rod, our blue bike, in the winner's circle.
How much, like, you leave here, you know, obviously with the shortened qualifying and everything, but do you leave here with a good book on this place to come back to for next year?
Yeah, you know, I think once you get into Sunday, you get into that pattern and the rhythm, and once you're making laps down the track, you kind of understand where it falls. This surface here definitely acts way different than it has in years past. So coming here, that was the thing that was a little leery. You know, for us, it was, okay, they're calling for a lot of rain on Friday and Saturday. It was on load off the truck, and it was basically kind of do damage control. Let's just make sure we leave smooth, clean, get the bikes in the show. And that's kind of what we did. We both went 91s. And then the second round, we kind of missed it with both bikes, and we were able to come back and bounce back here. I went 86 and low ET the race. So, and that was in the heat of the day here. So I would say we have a good handle, good notebook. Andrew's been really keeping up on the tuning of the engine. Matt's been working on the clutch setup, and we've been really just trying to refine the whole package that we have, and we're getting there slowly but surely. We're making the strides in the right direction.
Obviously an interesting weekend for a bunch of different reasons, but we saw a very rare occurrence today with two pro stock bikes having engine failures on the same run. Thankfully yours wasn't one of them, but it speaks to the level of competition in the class that these things are normally so dead reliable. It's not anything we normally see.
Yeah, you know, we're pushing these things pretty hard. These inline four cylinders make somewhere in the neighborhood of 380 horsepower. Our bikes make about 400 horsepower, and you know, we're revving them pretty hard. 10,000 out of a V twin, and talking 14,000 out of a four cylinder. So, you know, we're beating up on these things to get them down through there, and you know, you have parts failures. Sure. Unfortunately, you know, for us, it doesn't happen. You know, fortunately for us, it doesn't happen as often. But, you know, the key right here, right now is I think have your stuff ready and get ready for the countdown, because that's when it gets brutal. You know, you got to make sure you have all your ducks in a row. And that's really what we've been playing with, you know, with our motorcycles. We're just trying to figure out what they want and be ready. And then once the countdown comes, you just try to keep steady and keep a good performance level.
Along that same line, so when Savoie has to get a new engine put in, not Savoie, the other, sorry. Hey, when he has to put a new engine in it, does that give you comfort for the final round or discomfort?
No, you know, I don't, you know, we all run our motorcycles enough out here and have an understanding of what it is we have under our benches that we can pretty much take an engine out, and you're going to be, I don't want to say at 100% efficiency, 95%, somewhere. You're going to be in the range that you have a good tune-up for that engine. So I knew he was probably going to come out and run a very good lap, and we were the ones that would have to falter to possibly give it away. We almost did, because it rattled the tire pretty hard, fell off early in 60-foot, and it went 92. I mean, really, I think we should have performed just as equal as we did the prior round, somewhere in 86, 87 range. And so we left it vulnerable. We left the door open. luckily for me, I was able to capitalize on it and make a good lap.
I was just going to talk about, you know, the battle between you and Andrew, points.
I don't know of any points battle that you're talking about because I don't look at the points until we hit until we hit Indy. No, it makes it great. And I was talking with LE down there in the staging lanes and everybody in the semis, and when you look really at the way this whole class is, you don't have a whole lot of breathing room. Error needs to be minimum, and when it gets into the countdown, it needs to be none. So for me, I try not to focus on points just because really they don't mean anything right now at this point of the season. They do when you're fighting to be in the top 10, but once NHRA resets the points going into the countdown, it's game on, because the number one guy could make a mistake at the very first race, and number one now will be number six leaving there. I've been fortunate enough to win from the number seven position and go on to win the championship. Robert Height has done it from the 10th position. So it shows you, as long as you have the opportunity to race in the countdown, you have hope. So I love the point system for that. I hate it when I lost 156 points it was going out of Indy. I could have told you it was the worst system in the world and it stunk, but, you know, it in the end, it works, and I think it makes it interesting.
Congratulations.
Thanks, guys.